这一节我们要来查考摩西最后一个心愿。
This morning we'd like to study Moses' last wish.
摩西是一个对灵界认识很透彻，在这个世界又有很丰富经验的一个人。
Moses had a clear understanding of the spiritual world, and he also was knowledgeable of the physical world.
所以他活的一辈子这一种追求的目标值得我们深深的来思考。
So the things that he asked for in life deserves our study.
到底我们今天在追求什么？
What should we ask for in life?
那摩西又追求什么？
What does Moses ask for?
那为什么我们的追求跟他会有这么大的差别？
And why do we ask for different things from Moses?
那这是不是在指着我们的灵性跟他差了很多呢？
Does it mean that we're quite far off from Moses in terms of our faith?
请看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's read Psalm 90.
十七节。
Verse 17.
诗篇的九十篇十七节。
Psalm 90, verse 17.
在七百二十六页。说愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。这个第一句话英文圣经有两种翻译。
The English translation, there are two versions of the translation.
一种就是说愿神的 favor, 神的恩宠能够归在我们身上。
The first, may the favor of God rest upon us.
那第二种翻译就是愿神的荣美归在我们身上。
The second, may the beauty of the Lord rest upon us.
那这两个翻译其实都是很有意思的。
Both these translations carry good meanings.
我们先来讨论第一个，就是中文字面上的翻译。
Let's study the first translation, beauty.
说愿神的荣美归在我们身上。
May the beauty of the Lord our God rest upon us.
摩西有没有看过神的荣美？
Has Moses ever seen the beauty of the Lord?
当然是有。
Of course he did.
所以他才会很羡慕神的荣美。
That's why he longed to see the beauty of God again.
请看出埃及记的二十四章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记的二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
第九节。
Verse 9.
出埃及记二十四章的第九节。
Exodus chapter 24, verse 9.
摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山。第十节。
Verse 10,
他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。十一节。
11,
他的手不加害在以色列人的尊者身上，他们观看神，又吃又喝。这段圣经说七十个长老，还有摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，还有这样一共七十四个人啊，神叫他上到山上去。
The 70 elders of Israel and these four workers of God went to the mountain.
那他们在山上做什么
？What did they do on the mountain？
在十一节的下半句。
Let's read the second half of verse 11.
说他们观看神。又吃又喝。
They saw God and they ate and drank.
这个又吃又喝就是肉体的满足啊。
They were satisfied physically.
那观看神就是一种心灵的满足。
And when they saw God, they were satisfied spiritually.
因此，这些七十几个人在那里肉体也满足，心灵也满足。
These 74 men were fully satisfied on the mountain.
有时候我们到风景漂亮的地方去，你会发现，真的是美妙。
When we go to a scenic place, we think that it's wonderful.
我们去过这 Yosemite.
If you've ever gone to Yosemite,
中国人所说的风景如画，真的是这样。
And it is everything looks like a painting.
有时候你照了一张相，那个相就是像画一样，非常漂亮。
When you take a picture, it looks like a painting.
那我们就想这么漂亮的风景是神创造的。
And you may remind yourself that all this was created by God.
那神一定是更加的美。
Then God must be even more beautiful.
因为他能够创造这么美让人来欣赏满足的事情。
Because he could create such beauty around us.
所以摩西在这里观看神，这一定是非常非常大的满足。
Moses must be fully satisfied when he saw God.
神的荣美显在前面给他们看。
He saw the beauty of God.
那一种满足就是一种吸引力。
Then that beauty attracts them.
那今天如果我们真的能够看到神的荣美，
Today, if we can see God's beauty,
神真的是一个很大的吸引力。
Then God will attract us.
诗篇里面，诗篇的作者说：“我要在神的殿呢，观看神的荣美。”
The psalmist says, "I long to go to the temple to look at the beauty of the Lord."
就是要在神的殿里面来 默想神本身啊，被神所吸引。
He wants to go to the temple and meditate on God.
那这些圣经也告诉我们
，This verse also tells us，
这个信耶稣啊，并不是说一辈子都吃苦了。
To believe in Christ doesn't mean a lifelong suffering.
我曾经遇到一个慕道者。
I once met a visitor
到家庭聚会，到我们家来参加家庭聚会。
Who attended a family service?
他说他到一个教会去慕道。
He said he's been studying the truth at another church.
他听不下去。
But he couldn't stand it anymore.
天天讲基督徒要受苦。
Because every day the pastor spoke of suffering.
要背十字架。
That we must carry the cross.
他说我人生已经很苦了，我再听下去我就受不了。
He said I'm already suffering enough. I can't stand that sermon.
当然有时候神会给我们吃苦。
Of course God allows us to suffer.
圣经也说。他是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
But the Bible also says He will fill us and fill us with joy.
所以每天身体很健康，能够享受神给我们丰盛的这个食物，这是一种神的恩典。
It is a blessing if we are healthy and can enjoy what God gives us.
但是最大的恩典不是这里。
But that is not the greatest blessing.
最大的恩典是观看神。
The greatest blessing is to be able to see God.
得到心灵的满足。
To be filled in our heart.
那这个观看神在新约时代也发生过。
People in the New Testament times has also seen God.
就是主耶稣在变貌的时候。
It's when Jesus was transfigured.
这些门徒真的得到满足。
And that his disciples were also satisfied.
先看路加福音第九章。
Let's read Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
二十八节。
Verse 28,
说了这个话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。二十九节，正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。我们再看，三十二节，
32,
彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既然清醒了，就要看见耶稣的荣光，啊，并同他站的那两个人。三三节，两人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里真好，啊，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”这三个人到山上去与主耶稣在山上祷告。
The three disciples were praying with Jesus.
忽然间，好像物质界消失了。
Suddenly, the world around them disappeared.
属灵的世界实现。
And they saw something of the spiritual world.
所以这里说，摩西。以利亚跟主耶稣显现
Moses, Elijah and Jesus appeared
他看到主耶稣面貌改变
They saw the Jesus, Jesus changed
衣服洁白放光
That his appearance and his clothes were bright
就是主耶稣用属灵这一种身份来显现
Jesus showed them who he was in the spiritual world
属灵的形象的显现
Jesus showed them in his, as a spiritual being.
你看，摩西跟以利亚都死掉的人呢、啊，真的他是在灵里面的显现。
And Moses and Elijah, who have long died, appeared as spirits.
那主耶稣看这些门徒看了以后，他就觉得我们在这里真好。
When the disciples saw, Peter said, "This is good to be here."
所以观看主耶稣变貌，这是一个极大的满足。
It is a great satisfaction to see Jesus.
所以神的荣美是很有吸引力的，因为它是人的满足。
The beauty of God satisfies us and attracts us to Him.
那将来我们要看到神的本体。
In the future, we shall see God Himself.
所以到底我们人生在追求什么
？What do we seek after in life?
我们在追求就是最后能够看到神，这个就是我们的目标。
We seek to see God face to face.
你最后你能够看到神，你就是得救了。
Ultimately, if you can see God, then you are saved.
你就得胜了。
And you have won.
如果最后我们看不到神
If we don't see God in the end,
我们就失败了
Then we have failed
我们就沉沦了
Then we will fall
所以最后的目标人生的目标就是看到神
Our ultimate goal in life is to see God
先看约翰一书的第三章
Let's read 1 John chapter 3
约翰一书的第三章
1 John chapter
3第三章的第一节
1 John chapter 3 verse 1
你看父是给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女我们也真是他的儿女世人所以不认识我们是因为未曾认识他第二节
Verse 2,
亲爱的弟兄啊我们现在是神的儿女将来如何还未显明但我们知道主若显现我们必要向他因为必得见他的真体我们仔细看这个第一节到第二节
When we read these two verses,
他在讲神真是何等的爱我们。
We find how God loves us.
他没有讲啊什么什么长寿了、富贵了。
This verse does not tell us God will let us give us a long life or make us rich.
他在讲这个神真的爱我们是在灵界里面讲的。
But it refers to how God loves us in spirit.
你如果灵界里面我们能够认识有这个信心，我们就充满着感谢。
And if we can realize this fact, then we will be thankful.
第一个是身份的提高。
First, we know that our status has been raised.
从罪人提高到神的儿子。
From a sinner, we have become the sons of God.
从魔鬼的权下提高到在神的国度里面。
From the power of Satan, we've been raised to the kingdom of God.
这个是一个很大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
那这个身份提高以后，接着就盼望就来到了。
When we have been raised to heaven, then we have hope.
在罪里面，人没有盼望。
We have no hope in sin.
罪的结果是死。
Because the wages of death, sin is death.
与神隔绝。
To be cut off from God,
沉沦在墨黑的幽暗里面。
And to be fallen into the dark places.
既然做神的儿女，
Now that we're sons of God,
我们要像他。
We should be like him.
主若显现的时候，
When the Lord appears,
我们要改变成为灵体。
We shall be changed.
肉体要消失，改变成为灵体。
Our physical body will disappear. We'll be transformed into spirits.
这是极大的恩典。
That is a great blessing.
因为灵体是荣耀的身体。
Because the spiritual body is a glorious body.
我们肉体是羞耻的 body， 羞耻的身体。
But the physical body is shameful.
因为会衰老。
Because our physical body
会生病，
will get sick.
会犯罪，
it will sin.
这是羞耻的。
That is a shameful body.
灵体是荣耀的。
But the spiritual body is glorious.
是不会衰老。
It will never age.
会发荣光。
It will shine.
没有情欲。
And there will be no lust.
不会犯罪。
It will not sin.
将来我们要像他。
We shall be like him.
那最后一个目标，
Our final goal,
要得见神的本体，
is to see God as he is.
所以人最后的满足，
That is our final satisfaction.
就是在天国看到神，
to see God in heaven.
那个就是最大的满足了。
That is the greatest satisfaction.
你世界上再也没有比那更满足了。
There is nothing greater than that.
看到神的荣美，
to see the beauty of God.
将来我们要天天看到神的荣美。
In the future, we shall see the beauty of God.
因此，这个摩西在山上，他看过观看神。
Moses saw God on the mountain.
他得到很大的满足。
And he was satisfied.
所以他也很盼望这个神的荣美能够临到我的身上。
And he longed to see the beauty of God again.
那其实神的荣美本来就在人的身上。
But the beauty of God has always been on us.
因为神是照他的形象造人的。
Because God created human beings in his likeness.
那既然他属灵的形象有荣美。
If there is beauty in his image,
所以照着神的模样造出来那一个人也是有神的荣美。
The human beings who are created like him also has that beauty.
那个人就是还没有犯罪的亚当。
That was Adam before he sinned.
为什么亚当尊贵？
Why was Adam precious?
因为他身上有神的荣美。
Because he had the beauty of God.
这个就是人尊贵的地方。
That is why human beings are so precious.
人尊贵超过天使。
We're higher than the angels.
超过神所创造的万物。
We're placed higher than all creation.
因为只有人是照着神的形象造的。
Because only human beings were created in the image of God.
也就是说，只有人在身上有神的荣美。
Only we have the beauty of God.
但这个荣美没有了。
Yet we lost that beauty.
就在亚当犯罪的时候。
When Adam sinned.
神说，你吃的日子必定死。
God said, the day you eat the fruit, you shall die.
他吃的时候，他肉体没有死。
When he ate the fruit, he did not die physically.
但是他灵性死了。
But in spirit, he died.
所以神的荣美就消失了。
And the beauty of the Lord disappeared from him.
因此今天我们在神的面前失去了做人的尊贵。
Before God, we have lost our preciousness.
因为我们在神、在天使、在魔鬼的面前，我们失去了神的荣美。
Because before God, before the angels, before Satan, we lost the beauty of God.
所以这个创世纪是摩西写的。
Genesis was written by Moses.
神感动他写出来的。
He was moved by God to write the book.
神创造人，神看这是好的。
When God created human beings, he said it was good.
好就是表示完全的。
If God said it was good, it must be perfect.
因为里面有神的荣美。
Because there was the beauty of God.
那后来为什么主耶稣要降世来拯救人？
Then why would Jesus come to save us?
因为神看人不好。
Because it was no longer good.
所以不好才需要拯救啊。
Because we're not good anymore, we need to be saved.
如果好的人是好的，就不需要再拯救啊。
If we are still good, then God doesn't need to save us.
那为什么人不好？
Why are we not good anymore?
因为人已经没有神的形象。
Because we don't have the image of God anymore.
所以人已经失去了尊贵，失去了荣耀。
We've lost the glory of God.
因此这个摩西就很希望啊，他的身上再一次有神的荣美的显现。
Moses wished to have the beauty of God rest upon him again.
今天我们做人的目标在哪里？
And what is the goal of our lives?
我们常常会有两个很不同的方向在追求。
We may pursue in two different ways.
当扫罗被高为王，
When Saul was anointed to be the king,
起初
at first,
神喜欢他。
He was pleasing to God.
但是扫罗被高为王以后，马上人性的弱点就显露出来。
But soon after, his weakness showed.
神是神，人是人。
We are different from God.
但是扫罗想要反客为主，他想要取代神。
But Saul wants to replace himself and call himself God.
他忘记了他本身的地位。
He forgot his status.
哦，所以神不喜欢扫罗。
So God was very displeased.
以后神就要用这个另外一个人来代替扫罗。
And God chose another man to replace Saul.
那这个神就叫撒母耳去找耶西的家高一个人。
God instructed the prophet Samuel to look for the new king.
我们先来看撒母耳记上十六章。
Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记上的十六章。
1 Samuel chapter 16.
第七节
Verse 7.
耶西叫他的七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，这不都是耶和华所拣选的吗？啊，十一节
11.
好，我们先看前面哈。第六节哈，撒母耳记上十六章第六节
First Samuel chapter 16Verse 7,
他们来到的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说：“耶和华的受膏者必定在他的面前。”第七节
，7.
耶和华对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他的身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是叫看内心。”撒母耳到这个耶西的家
，When Samuel arrived at the home of Jesse.
他看到一个以利亚啊，以利亚从那里走过去。
He saw Eliab.
哦，他就大概是这个人。
He thought this must be the king.
啊，因为这个人呢、啊，身材高大，长得很好看，看起来很像王相。
Because he was very strong and handsome.
啊，所以撒母耳虽然是先知啊，也有人的软弱。
Even though Samuel was a prophet of God, he still had a human weakness.
那神就告诉他。
But the Lord told him.
说，神不像人在看人。
God does not look at things man looks at.
人看人是看外貌。
Human beings look at outward appearance.
神看人是看内心。
But God looks at the heart.
这个看外貌就是看外面这一个人。
To look at the appearance is to look at what we see.
就是人的肉体。
It's the physical body.
跟外在的条件。
And other characteristics.
那神看人是看内心。
But God looks at the heart.
看内心就看他里面那一个人。
God will see the true you.
不是肉眼看得到的，是里面那一个人。
It's something that we can't see with a naked eye.
因此，人在断定一个人的价值是看外表、看条件。
When we judge a person, we look at our appearances.
但是，神在断定一个人的价值是看他的里面、看他的心。
But when God judges our value, He looks at the heart.
所以，人活在这个世界上，为着要被人看成有价值，常常要用很多东西来包装自己。
When people want to be pleasing to others.We wrap ourselves in many good things.
所以现在的文化称作包装的文化。
This is a culture of nice wrappings.
你如果到日本去啊
，If you go to Japan,
啊，别人送你一包很漂亮的这个礼物。
People will give you a very nice present.
包装的非常的精美。
It has very nice wrappings.
你满心感谢，鞠了三鞠躬。
You may thank them and bow to them.
啊，这一定很贵重。
And you think that what's inside must be really nice.
打到最后，里面是一个玻璃杯。
When you open it up, you find a tiny little glass.
只有一个玻璃杯，它可以包装的很美，让你看起来这很贵重。
They could put all sorts of wrapping paper around a simple glass.
啊，这个就是人的弱点啊。
That is human weakness.
人需要包装。
Because we need to wrap ourselves with nice things.
所以人为着在别人面前呢、啊，看起来很有价值，就要包装自己。
In order to raise our values before others, we wrap ourselves with good things.
我记得我在当兵的时候有一个规矩。
When I was in the army, there was a rule.
说这个将军不能跟小兵一起洗澡。
The general must not take showers with the regular soldiers.
起初我也看不懂为什么有这个规矩。
I didn't understand why.
后来我才了解。
But then I realized.
这个将军穿的衣服都是有烫过的。
The generals wore very nicely ironed uniforms.
啊，这个肩膀上有星星。
And there were nice stars. They were decorated with stars.
帽子上面长草。
And their hats were very nicely decorated.
旁边有侍从官。侍从官就是。一个 军官在服侍他。
Their attendant soldiers following them.
所以他有很多的装潢，所以人有时候可能里面土包一个，看起来也是很有价值。
Even though he may know nothing, but with all the uniforms and soldiers around him, he looked rather powerful.
但是你一到洗澡房，这个都脱掉了，这个香扑一抹上去，头发这个肥皂一擦下去，跟小便看起来不是一样。
But when you go to the showers, when you're all naked, and you all look the same.
因为那个包装没有了。
Because his trappings are gone.
那如果他被人看到那个情况再出来，怎么会跟他敬礼呢？你跟我不是一样。
So if someone saw a general naked in the shower, they probably won't ever respect him anymore.
所以这个社会是讲求包装的社会。
We like nice things around us.
因此人要被人看成有价值，拼命要包装。
If we want to be valued, we surround ourselves with nice things.
有一次我去一个教会。
Once I went to a church.
一个弟兄来载我。
A brother picked me up.
我看他开很名贵的车子。
He drove a really nice car.
我上车就跟他讲，感谢神啊，我神祝福你今天换了这么好的车子。
So I said to him, thank God that God blessed you so you could drive such a nice car.
他怎么讲呢？
But what did he say?
他说你不知道，这个都是去银行贷款买的。
He said, you don't know what kind of loan I had to take out to buy this car.
因为我们做这一行啊，你如果没有开这个车子哦，你生意做不成的。
Because in my job, I must have a nice car.
我感谢神啊，他还知道车子不等于人的价值。
But at least, I thank God that at least he knew that doesn't make him a nice person.
但是为着要让这个客户看起来他是一个有价值的人，所以他要买名贵的车子。
But for the sake of his clients, he must have a nice car.
因此我们在社会上班。
When we work,
你不能说我很属灵，所以你穿的衣服也不烫，好像这咸菜干一样。
You cannot say I'm a spiritual person, so I don't need to iron or wash my clothes.
那你也不洗脸，也不化妆。
I don't need to put on makeup or I don't need to shower.
你等一下就被 fire 掉了。
You're probably fired from your job.
所以为着在这个社会上应对。
But because we live in the world,
人需要有适度的装饰。
We must make ourselves look decent.
但是人在外在的装饰并不等于一个人的价值。
But how we look does not determine our value.
这个是我们要了解的。
We must realize that.
因为我们是做给那些没有拜神的人看。
Because we make ourselves look decent for others.
那他们是看人，看人是看外表。
Because other people look at appearances.
所以有时候你看，我们跟人在谈话。
When we have a conversation.
谈没有几句，名片就出来了。
After a while, we may trade our business cards.
现任哇，一大堆。
You can see many titles on the card.
董事长、总经理、顾问。
You're a CEO. You're a consultant.
反面过来承认。
When you turn around, you see more titles.
过去哪个公司过去，两个印得满满的。
You see all the companies they work for.
为什么要这一张？
Why would you need such a card?
这一张就是要装饰自己。
That is to show how much you've done.
要给你很深的印象，他是一个有价值的人。
To let people remember them and what I've done.
但是太可惜了，这种名片太多了，等他走就丢在垃圾桶。
But usually after the person leaves, you probably throw away the card.
所以人常常很软弱。
We're weak.
人常常要夸外在的条件，让人羡慕。
We want to be envied by others.
这是人的弱点。
That is our weakness.
但是当我们进入属灵的境界。
But when
we 在看内心呢、
we know that God looks at our hearts.
真正有价值的人是他的心是什么心。
A truly precious person has a heart.
他里面那个人是什么样的人？
What type of person is truly inside?
这个才是真正有价值的地方。
That is where our value lies.
才是真的我们要追求的。
That is what we seek.
所以摩西知道啊，说神啊，求你是将你的荣美降在我身上。
Moses says, May the Lord's beauty rest upon me.
使我能够在你的面前变成一个很有价值的人。
So that I will be a valuable person.
这个价值才是永存的。
That value is everlasting.
圣经好像我没有看过圣经怎么描写摩西长得怎样。
I don't remember the Bible describing how Moses looked.
但是保罗有讲他长得怎么样。
But Paul described Moses.
他说他的其貌不扬，言语粗俗。
Paul says Moses.
不是保罗讲了，圣经讲保罗说是其貌不扬，言语粗俗。
The Bible does describe the apostle Paul as not very handsome and not very well spoken.
这个言语粗俗，以台湾话来讲，这个恭维金透。大概没有什么修养，土里土气的。
Was not very well, did not speak like an educated person.
那这个其貌不扬，就是长起来大概不太好看。
And he probably wasn't very striking in appearance.
但是保罗这个人在神的面前呢、价值极高。
But Paul was valued before God.
神公义的冠冕等待他。
There was a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
所以神在断定保罗。
When God judges,
不是他讲话多么有艺术。
God will not judge him by how well he speaks.
不是他长得多好看。
Or how nice he looks.
当然，如果能够这样，那也是神的恩典。
But if you do have those gifts, that is the blessing of God.
但是如果你照镜子觉得自己不好看，不要自卑，这不等于你没有价值。
But there's nothing wrong if you don't think you're so good looking.
因为神看人是看内心。
Because God looks at your heart.
所以最重要，我们身上要有神的荣美。
We must have the beauty of God on us.
那我们在下一步就想，那到底神的荣美是什么？
Then what is the beauty of the Lord?
我们现在看以西结书。
Let's read Ezekiel.
以西结书。
Ezekiel.
第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
在970页。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
26节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
以西结书第一章的二十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 26。
在他们头的以上穹苍上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石；在宝座的形象仿佛有人的形状。二十七节。
27。
我看见从他的腰以上有仿佛光耀的晶晶，周围有火的形状；又看见从他的腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。二十八节。
28.
下雨的日子，云中的虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样，这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。这二十八节说
Verse 28 says,
说这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
This was the description of the appearance of the glory of the Lord.
这个就是神的荣美。
That is the beauty of God.
就是从二十六节一直在描写到二十八节。
The description is in verse 26 through 28.
那我们仔细看这个二十六节到二十八节里面呢，讲几个重点。
There are several key points in this description.
说它有仿佛蓝宝石的形状。
Over the heads are thrones of sapphire.
然后又有火的形状。
And also fire.
然后又有红的形状。
And also a rainbow.
这个三个代表神很重要的不同的本性。
These three things signifies the characteristics of God.
蓝宝石的形状就是代表圣洁。
Sapphire represents holiness.
你看那个以赛亚书里面在讲这个撒拉佛这个天使啊，在神面前侍立。
When the Bible describes the seraph standing before the Lord,
他一直在神面前呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。
They were, I'm saying, holy, holy, holy.
哇，整个殿的根基都震动。
And the foundation of the temple was shaken.
所以神最荣耀的地方就是他很圣洁、尊贵、没有罪。
God is glorious because of His purity and holiness.
这个是神的一种荣美。
That is the beauty of God.
所以将来的圣徒啊，圣经说都穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
The Bible tells us the saints in heaven will wear a white pure linen.
这个就是圣徒的美。
That is the beauty of the saint.
在神的面前没有罪，很圣洁。
Before God, we will be without sin.
有时候我们穿了一件白衣服。
Sometimes we will wear a white shirt.
要出门之前呢，吃东西。
Before we leave, we might have a snack.
忽然间这沾了一点这个番茄酱什么东西。
And then you might get a drop of ketchup on it.
我讲很少人就管他，我就穿着去赴宴。
No one will probably would leave with that dirt, with that stain.
因为你的衣服已经沾了白一个点在里面了。
Because your white shirt is stained.
所以要赶快换。
You would change your clothes.
那你看越尊贵的人，有时候你都换新的，越白的。
The higher status a person has, the nicer clothes.
所以这是一种美。
That is the beauty.
所以好多人在看异象啊，看到那天国荣光，那个光啊，非常的亮，世界上光不能比较。
When brothers and sisters see a vision of heaven, they see a very glorious bright light in heaven.
那个光一照，你整个心都开了。
And when the light shines on them, their hearts were opened.
因为神的美照在你身上。
Because the beauty of God shone upon them.
这个是神的，是人神的荣美，也是主耶稣的美。
That is the beauty of God and the beauty of Jesus.
主耶稣说：“你可以说我谁有罪。”
Jesus said, "Who can say I've sinned?"
很圣洁。
Because he was holy.
那第二个形状就是火的形状。
The second, the prophet saw fire.
火代表神的审判，神的公义。
The fire represents the judgment of God.
神的荣美就是在他的公义表现上。
God's beauty can be shown in his justness.
这个荣美在耶稣的身上。
That beauty is also on Jesus.
所以耶稣是不逊情面的，不偏待人。
Jesus does not show bias.
不是你长得好看，主耶稣就多看你两眼；你这么丑，主耶稣不看你，没有这样。
Jesus will not look at you more if you're beautiful or or ignore you if you don't appear nice.
啊，你很有教育啊！主耶稣跟你握手两下，你教育低一点，一下就好，没有这样。
Jesus shake your hand just because you're educated and ignore you if you're not.
啊，你有很有钱啊！主耶稣跟你三鞠躬，你没有钱一鞠躬，没有这样。
Jesus bow to you if you're rich and ignore you if you're not.
每一个人在耶稣的面前都一样。
Before Jesus, everyone is the same.
文士、法利赛是当时最尊贵的。
The scribes and Pharisees were well respected in society.
主耶稣一点留情都没有，粉饰的坟墓。
But Jesus called them whitewashed tombs.
当时那文士、法利赛等于咬牙切齿。
And that drove the Pharisees furious.
如果现在他有枪，他一枪就把他打下去了。
If they had a gun, they probably would have shot him on sight.
这个人是不逊情面的。
He does not show any favor.
非常公义。
He was righteous.
这个就是神的荣美。
That is the beauty of God.
但是我们现在有时候真的是不是这样。
But sometimes we're not like that.
我记得有一个信徒啊，回到台湾，在一个大学服务。
I remember there was a member of the church who worked in a university.
有一次我问他，那有什么感觉啊？
I asked him how is his job.
他一直摇头啊。
He kept shaking his head.
他说人实在是太卑鄙。
Said human beings are nasty.
奉承。
They will try to kiss up to others.
对尊贵的人，好像尾巴一直咬奉承。
They're like a dog wagging its tail.
但是一旦你失去了势力。
But once you lose your power,
他一眼都不看你。
Then they completely ignore you.
所以这个人在世界太现实，没有公义。
There is no justice.
这个就是人丑陋的一面。
That is the ugly side of human beings.
神是公义的。
But God is just.
他爱你不是因为你有什么条件。
He loves you not because of what you have.
乃是因为你的灵魂是他造的。
But because he created your soul.
所以他爱你。
So he loves you.
当你跪下来祷告，
When you kneel down to pray,
神不看你的外表。
God does not look at your appearance.
哦，不是你穿西装打领带，你这次就会得圣灵，没有了。
Just because you wear a nice suit or a shirt doesn't mean you receive the Holy Spirit right there.
哦，神爱你。
God loves you.
不是因为你有什么条件。
Regardless of what you have.
非常公义。
He is just.
这个就是神的美。
That is the beauty of God.
所以就另外一个美。
And the third,
他看到红的形状怎样？
The prophet saw a rainbow.
这个红就是代表神的慈爱。
The rainbow.
这个有时候是真的是真的。
That is the truth.
有时候人结婚都要找那最漂亮的。
People want to marry nice-looking people.
但是漂亮的不一定保证婚姻的成功啊。
But that doesn't guarantee a good marriage.
如果一个人有爱，婚姻就会成功。
Love guarantees a good marriage.
你看那个电影明星里面，好多是长得好漂亮。
You see many beautiful movie stars.
但是离婚好几次。
But they've gone through many divorces.
那一种美啊，带来心里的傲气。
Beauty actually brings about arrogance.
外在美是一个人的内心丑陋。
Appearance makes your heart ugly.
你。那这个人婚姻就没有办法成功了。
Then they will not have a lasting marriage.
但是如果一个内心有爱有谦卑，
But if you have a humility and love in your heart,
婚姻就容易成功了。
You will have a good marriage.
当然如果一个外在很美，内面也很美，那最好了。
It would be ideal if you have a beautiful person with a beautiful heart.
像利百加一样。
Like Rebecca.
那是很少的。
But you don't find that person.
但是一个人如果有神的形象，
If a person has the image of God,
就是他有慈爱。
He will have mercy.
他有公义，
He will have justice.
他有圣洁，
He will have purity.
这个就是神的荣美。
That is the beauty of God.
这个荣美在主耶稣的身上。
That beauty is on Jesus Christ.
今天主耶稣也要把这个荣美放在我的身上。
Today Jesus wants to place that beauty in our hearts.
所以保罗在哥林多后书里面说，
In Second Corinthians Paul says,
说我们外体虽然一天一天毁坏，
Even though our physical body decays,
但是内心却一天新是一天。
Our hearts are renewed every day.
如果我们是用外貌来断定人，
If we judge others according to their appearance,
那年纪越大你就越没有价值了。
Then the older you get, the less valuable you are.
但是如果我们用里面的人来断定一个人的价值，
But if we value a person according to their heart,
那年纪越大可能是一个越有价值的人。
Then you could become more valuable as you grow older.
因为他的内心一天新是一天。
Because your hearts are renewed every day.
越来越像神。
You become more and more like God.
越来越像耶稣。
You become more and more like Jesus.
越来越有神的荣美。
You have the beauty of God.
这个就是我们的追求的目标。
That is what we seek.
所以保罗说，
Paul says,
他说，旧事已过，一切都是变成新的。
When the old have passed and everything is new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If someone is in Christ, he is a new person.
你如果进到基督的荣美里面，
well, we've entered the glory of Jesus.
你就是新造的人。
You are a newly created person.
就是一个有价值的人。
You're a valuable person.
所以摩西最后一个心愿，
The last wish of Moses,
啊，就是求神在他的身上有神的荣美。
Is to have the beauty of God rest upon him.
我们再看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 90.
啊，诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十七节。
Verse 17.
说愿主我们神的恩宠归在我们身上，愿你坚立我们所做的功，我们所做的功愿你坚立。我们这个荣美可以解作恩宠 favor 啊。
One translation of the term can be favor.
愿神的恩典在我们身上。
May the favor of the Lord.
为什么要求神的恩典在我们身上
？Why will we ask for the grace or the favor of God?
因为我们能够很努力去做工。
Because we can work very hard.
但是你会不会成功？你没有办法控制。
But can you accomplish what you want?
所以人要努力。
We work hard.
但是人需要有神的恩典。
But we need the favor of God.
那我们的努力才会有成就。
Then they will see the fruits of our labor.
所以接下去他说。
Moses continues by praying.
愿你坚立我们手所做的工。
Establish the work of our hands for us.
我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。
Yes, establish the work of our hands.
重复两次这样讲。
He said this twice.
我们现在看诗篇的一百二十七篇。
Let's read Psalm 127.
是所罗门所写的。
A Psalm of Solomon.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
Psalm 127.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。第二节，
Verse 2,
你们清早起来，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。这个第一节跟第二节啊，短短的两节里面啊，三次谈到枉然。
In these first two verses, we see the term vain.
什么叫做枉然
？What does it mean to be in vain?
你的努力没有结果，就是枉然。
When you labor for nothing, it is in vain.
这个是所罗门讲的。
This is what King Solomon says.
所以所罗门三次感叹枉然，就是表示人的有限性。
Three times he said it is in vain.
如果你很努力建造房子，
if you work hard to build a house,
但是神不祝福，
but God doesn't bless you,
你到最后也是枉然的。
Then you labor in vain.
看守城池，
if you watch over the city,
你很努力看守，
you may be very watchful,
神不祝福，
if God doesn't watch,
也是枉然的。
You guard in vain.
这个房屋可以指着传道。
The house can refer to preaching the gospel.
你很努力带慕道者来。
You may invite many friends.
这很好。
That is a good thing.
但是如果神不祝福，
But if God does not bless you,
慕道者很多。
The many visitors.
我看过一个教会在办游园会，慕道这个布道会之前办游园会。
There was a church that held a festival.
哇，慕道者就一百个有。
There was over 100 visitors.
大家很高兴，这一次布道会大概很好啊。
Everybody was so happy because they thought all these people would go to the evangelical service.
过了两个礼拜布道会。
After 2 weeks when they held the service.
那一些来吃吃喝喝的，只有两个来。
Out of everyone who were at the festival, only two attended.
他们忘记了祷告。
Because the members forgot to pray.
如果没有神祝福。
Without the blessing of God.
一切都是枉然的。
We labor in vain.
你没有什么结果。
We will not see any fruits.
有的牧道来听了，很好很好，要不要洗礼？我以后年老再来。
Some visitors may come and enjoy the sermons, but they want to wait.
你就努力没有结果。
And you labor in vain.
那看守城池就讲指着牧养的工作。
Watch over the city, that refers to pastoring the church.
要有神祝福。
We need the blessing of God.
如果没有神祝福，也是枉然的。
Or else we labor in vain.
所以一切的工作人要努力，但是关键在乎要有神的祝福。
We work hard in all things we do, but we need God to bless us.
因此人活着越久越发现说，人真的需要神。
The longer we live, the more we realize that we need God.
前面不是我们能够控制的。
Because many things are out of our hands.
你要走哪里去呢？
Where would you go?
你可以计划，你能不能去呢？只有神才能够控制。
But whether or not you can actually go is up to God.
所以摩西对这一点相当的了解。
Moses realized the fact.
整个旷野路是他们努力去走的。
He has worked very hard.
但是是神的恩典使他们走完。
But it was through the grace of God that they could accomplish the journey.
所以我们做整个结论。
In conclusion,
摩西一生追求什么？
What did Moses seek?
第一个，
First,
求神让他有智慧。
May God give him wisdom.
第二个
Second,
求神让他常常有赦罪之恩
That God show him a mercy of forgiveness.
第三个
Third,
求神让他常常用神的慈爱来满足他
That God satisfies him with his love.
第四个
Fourth,
求神在他受苦的时候让他有喜乐
That God gives him joy in suffering.
受苦是免不了的但是喜乐神会增加
Even though suffering is unavoidable, God can add to us his joy.
第五个
Fifth,
求神让我们这一代跟我们下一代的信仰有体验会活泼
May God let us let ourselves and our children experience him
第六个
Sixth,
求神让我们身上有神的荣美
May God's beauty rest upon us
有神的恩典
May God's favor rest upon us
使我们所做的一切的努力得到他祝福
So that in all we do we are blessed
不归于空
So that we don't labor in vain
这个就是摩西的心愿
These are the wishes of Moses
我们来唱诗